Flossie Tea Cake's Fur Coat, written by Hunter Davies and read by Eve Karpf.
Chapter 1. Introducing Flossie. Flossie Tea Cake was sitting at the tea table. It was liver, which she hated, and onions, which looked yucky, and green salad, which she always refused to touch. "It's not fair," said Flossie. "You always make things they like, but never make things I like." "Oh, shut up, Flossie," said her big sister Bella. "Why should I?" said Flossie. "I'm not a shop." Flossie thought this was a pretty smart reply, but the others were too busy eating to notice, treating Flossie as if she wasn't there. Her big brother Fergus and her big sister Isabella, known as Bella, were both eating so quickly and so furiously that Flossie imagined they were in some sort of race.
"You should be on TV, you two," said Flossie, "in one of those stupid competitions. It's a blowout. That would be a good name for a stupid competition, as you're both so stupid."
She expected some sort of reaction this time, if only a push in the ribs, just to prove she was there, at the tea table with her family. But they still ignored her. At the same time as Fergus and Bella were filling themselves full of food, watching each other to make sure no one got thirds before they'd finished their seconds, they were also talking at the top of their voices, yatter, yatter, yatter.
"I only got a B in that essay, Mum," said Bella. "I really should have got a much better mark because..."
"He's been dropped from the team, Mum," said Fergus. "They haven't a chance now, yet last week he was their best player."
Bella, as usual, was talking about her schoolwork, which was very boring for Flossie, because Bella was at big school. Fergus was going on about his favourite football team, which again was very boring for Flossie. She hated football.
"Won't you try some of that nice salad, Flossie?" said Mother. "There's a good girl."
"How can salad be nice?" said Flossie. "All salad is horrid."
"Don't be so cheeky," said Fergus. "Anyway, I want it all."
"Don't be a pig," said Bella. "I haven't had any yet."
Flossie didn't really mind having to sit at the tea table while her brother and sister tucked into their disgusting food. She had her food to come.
It was chocolate cake for pudding. Yum, yum.
Flossie was willing to put up with almost anything if there was pudding at the end of it. It was a family rule that everyone had to sit down at the table together, and everyone had to sit there till the end. There was no coming and going, no reading at the table, and most important of all, no carrying plates around. Certainly not carrying plates to the television. Flossie's mother, however, did not mind if you didn't like things. The rule was that if you didn't want certain things, then you didn't take them. Flossie's mother hated people who took things and then left them. Flossie was very fond of cucumber, but cucumber wasn't on today. Once, when she was very little, so her mother told her, she had lived on nothing but cucumber for a whole week. She got very thin and her mother got very, very worried. But then Flossie changed to biscuits and lived on them instead.
"Aren't there any biscuits, Mum?"
asked Flossie, putting on her polite voice.
"I could live on biscuits. There's a lot of iron in biscuits, you know."
"What rubbish," said Bella.
"You think you know everything," said Flossie. "Those ginger biscuits, they're full of iron. That's why they're brown."
"You know you're not allowed biscuits, dear," said Mother. "Not during the week." Flossie wasn't fat. She was just a little bit plump. Mother always tried to keep an eye on her diet to make sure she didn't eat too many sweet things. What Flossie wanted most in this world was to be tall and thin, just like her big sister Bella. They were still yattering away. Bella was now talking about an important examination which might or might not get her into university. Flossie hoped very much she passed it and got to university and left home, because Flossie had been promised her room. There was nothing in the whole world that Flossie wanted more than to have Bella's room.